Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shir. This is the ninth shir of Siyat Tishmai Rambam Hilchos Melachim Perek Yud Halachos Zayin and Ches. In a previous shir, we learned that the Rambam passing is like the Lishna Basra. As the Machlokes in the Gemara, as we explained between Lishna Kam and Lishna Basra, and Sanhedrin and Tes, that according to Lishna Kam, the Chiyuv of Avram is Midin B'nei Noach, and therefore it's going to go to his seed. And then since it wasn't repeated at Sinai, it's going to stop there. The buck stops there. Until then, Esav and Yishmael are included in Zaro, according to the Lishna Kam. And they were Mimsmite, because Lo Nishna wasn't repeated on Har Sinai, like all Chiyuvei B'nei Noach. Mashen can according to Lishna Basra, the Chiyuv of Avram, Bris Mila, wasn't Midin B'nei Noach, it was Midin Yahadus, and therefore you need Zaro Chad Yahadus, and therefore Esav was out. And that's why the Rambam says that he didn't start, he didn't go with B'dag L'Hayishara. And so Esav didn't go B'dag L'Hayishara, he was excluded, and Machzik B'dasa B'dak HaYishara, Ki B'Yitzchak Yikar L'Chazara. So it's Yitzchak, excluding Yishmael, excluding Esav, so that who is not holding B'derech HaYishara. So the Rama Paskin's Taka like Lishna Basla, not like the Lishna Kama. And why did he Paskin like Lishna Basla? Because the Yisora Machlokas is, Me'ez Din Avraham Avinu was Mischai V'Mila. Is he Mischai V'Mila Midin Yisrael, Midin B'nei Noach, born Lishna Kama? Midin B'nei Noach, and according to Lishna Basra, Midin Yisrael, the Sugya and Chagiga, Gimel Amid Aleph, and Tosis over there. And also Nedarim, Lamid Aleph, Amid Aleph, which says Avram was Miskadish. So you see that the Chiyuv Avram in these two Sugyas, in Mila, comes from Kedushas Yisrael, not Midin Ben Noach. And therefore the Rambam Paskin is like that, like the Lishna Basra, that it's Midin Kedushas Yisrael, the Mispris Mila, not like like Lishna Kam, because we have two other Sugyas like that. Not that the Rambam writes in Perek Tes Halacha Aleph that Avram was mitzvah, yet all mitzvahs b'nei Noach b'mitzvahs mila, even though mitzvahs mila is not mitzvahs b'nei Noach, but nevertheless the Rambam says that he was mitzvah b'mitzvahs mila. In other words, in addition to the mitzvahs b'nei Noach, he was mitzvah in mila. Aye, that would imply that mila is mitzvahs b'nei Noach. The answer is no. The Rambam is just telling us what to say. There was b'nei Noach, and then there were additional mitzvahs, like it says about Moshe, v'nishlam Torah al yado. The Torah is completed with him. That's not B'nai Noach. So also Avram's Mila is not B'nai Noach, it's Midin Yisrael, as we discussed at length in a previous shir, Siyata Dishmaya Gedoyla. Totally love that. That was the sixth shir in this series. And with this we can explain the Kesef Mishnah Halacha Ches. That's what Rambam says. Ein Ne'erogim Aleha. Why Ne'erogim Aleha? Because they're killed for the Sheva Mitzvahs. And not eight. Seven and not eight. And it's hard to understand. It's Xeris HaKosav Dafka seven. They only killed because of seven, because of Sheva Mitzvahs. But if there's a mitzvah essay of Mila B'zer Avram, so why shouldn't they get Chiyuv Misa for not doing the Bris Mila? And that's the Kash in the Mishnah Lamelech. The fact that it says Sheva Mitzvahs, you can't prove anything about Bris Mila, which is only by B'nai Keturah. In other words, other B'nai Noach have Sheva Mitzvahs, and B'nai Keturah have an eighth mitzvah. So Mamela, in theory, they could be Chayiv Misa. As Lefi Dvarenu Nira, She Din, in other words, we want to understand the Kesef Mishnah. Because the Kesef Mishnah says there are only seven mitzvahs, not eight. But here there's an eighth. Was it some sort of Xeris HaKos of only seven? That you get a Chayiv Misa for here. We find an eighth by the B'nai Keturah. So the answer is that the din of Harigas B'nai Noach B'zayin Mitzvahs is not a din that a B'nai Noach was over Nerag and Yisrael not. Shedin Harigas B'nai Noach B'zayin Mitzvahs is not a din that B'nai Noach She'over Nerag and Yisrael not. Eli karod din B'mitzvahs Yisrael dinam de mitzvahs Eilu de B'nai Noach. These mitzvahs are Machayev Hariga and Yisrael is a Nerag because he's not Chayev in Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. Rather, B'mitzvahs Yisrael, that is another din. That's what it means, seven and not eight. Adrav, Kusna Mishnah Melech. It's not including the seven mitzvahs B'nai Noach because only B'nai Keturah Chayev. So that's not been mitzvahs, that proves it's not mitzvahs B'nai Noach, it's mitzvahs Yisrael. And Memela, you get the ownership of Yisrael, which is Karis. And therefore, there's only Karis and not a Chiyuv Misa. So that's what the Kesef Mishnah meant. Kesef Mishnah meant, there are only seven mitzvahs and not eight. Meaning there are only chayiv in seven mitzvahs. Midin b'nei noach. And that's why there's a chiyuv of misa. Not that you can't be killed for more than seven mitzvahs. It's that they're only chayiv in seven mitzvahs. It's not pshat that b'nei noach are killed for the seven mitzvahs and the Jews not. Pshat is that b'nei noach are chayiv in the seven mitzvahs and therefore they're killed. And the Jews aren't chayiv in the seven mitzvahs and therefore they're not killed for not being found chayiv in the seven mitzvahs. But it's all because the goyim are mitzvah. And memela, since they're only mitzvah and sheva mitzvahs, so this is not one of their sheva mitzvahs, memela is not going to be a chiv misa. And the chiv of b'nei ketur is mitin Yisrael. Right, like the Lishna Basra of the Gemara, and like, as we understood it, and like the Rambam Paskins, that this is a special ribui for b'nei ketura. As we say hefar, but that's a din in Yisrael, not a din of b'nei noach. And Tais HaRosh, 59b, before the hedge that b'nei ketura b'karis. Because as Brisei Hefar, Ikaris Tikaris, it says in this pasuk. So you see that they're Bakaris, not Nerag Bebeistin. So in other words, this isn't just telling us that that's Pshat in the pasuk. As Brisei Hefar, Ikaris Tikaris, that's how they get Karis. It's telling us that the whole mitzvah is a mitzvah of Yisrael. And Memela, they're getting Karis, like a Jew gets Karis. And an Einor Nerag. Gevaldik. Shita Mukubetis, Nedarim, Laman Aleph, Omid Beis. Asks on what the Gemara says there, the Gabi Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Amal Veitze, what am I going to do? I have this baby. If I circumcise him and I go, so that's a sakana. I don't want to be mistaken. I frekt Shittim Kubetzis by B'nei Noch. There's no heter of Pikoch Nefesh. Pikoch Nefesh Zachai Behem. That's a din for Yisrael, not for B'nei Noch. So what then is Pshat? And Moshe Rabbeinu being Nisar and the Sakana. They don't have a din of a chai behem. Mela, they have to keep the mitzvah even at the risk of death. That's the kasha of the Shita Mukubetzis. The Shita Mukubetzis answers that lo amrinan as haras and zel misos and ela b'zayin mitzvah dit hu. No, we only say that they're as haras misa, that they're warning, when they're warned to keep the Sheva Mitzvahs. That itself is a Chiyuv Misa if they don't. We only say that about their Sheva Mitzvahs. That's his teretz. As the kasha is, why did Moshe Rabbeinu do the Bris Milah? There's no Heter of Pikuch Nefesh. What do you mean, Amal Ve'etzei Sakana? Who cares about the Sakana? It's, you have to do it even with the Sakana. You don't have the Heretzei V'chai Behem. So his teretz is, no, we only say as haras and zeom misasim by their sheva mitzvahs. And this isn't one of the sheva mitzvahs. What does that mean? What does it have to do with their chiyuv misa? The nidon is to be over on something they're obligated to do because they're worried about pikuach nefesh. They don't have a chai behem. So what does it help us? There's no as haras and zeom misasim. Because it's not one of the sheva mitzvahs. So of course, they have an obligation. Moshe Rabbeinu had an obligation to circumcise his son. And see, an obligation to circumcise his son, he should have done it, even though there would have been a risk to his life. Because there's no heter b'chai behem by B'nei Noach. Only for Jews. So the answer is like we saw in the case of Mishnah. There's no chi of Misa because it's a chi of Yisrael. It's a din in Yisrael. The din of B'nei Ketura is that they have to do bris milah like a Jew. Now in the category of the Jew, so then you have the heter b'chai behem. And that's what the Shita Mukubetzis means. So as Zoyim says, not only Sheva Mitzvahs. That was only Sheva Mitzvahs. They have to be Mistaken. But if they're doing it within Yisrael, they don't have to be Mistaken. They don't have to endanger themselves. In the Sefer Chemdes Yisrael, he discusses Milas Avram, is it Chiyuv B'nei Noach, Chiyuv Yisrael. And he says it's Tali and the Tula Shonos of the Gemara, brings the Shittim Gubetzis. He writes similar to what we've been saying. Okay, Givaldik so tefasta, mevelo tefasta. This is our ninth offering, and the please God, in the next year we have a Reb Chaim to discuss and to explain based on what we've been learning until now, and to see more nefilos mitaras Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.